There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy show lined up today. In 90 minutes, we'll talk NFL Draft with Mike Renner. Lead draft analyst at Pro Football Focus does a great job with this event. We'll try to make some money at that time with some draft props. Greg Wyshynski on the NHL in 2 hours, and Doug Kazarian, daily wager on the NBA playoffs in 2.5 hours. And, Pauly, that is where we are going to begin with the two play-in games that we have tonight, the Cavaliers at the Nets and at Bet Rivers. Right now, the Nets are laying 8.5 total. 228. They played four times this year. The last time they played was on April 8th, and that number was pretty much the same, 8.5. The total opened where it is right now, closed 232.5. It stayed under. Nets, one covered. In the three previous games, you can kind of get an idea of where the market was early on in the season. They played twice in November. The Nets were 9.5 at home. Total was 207.
Die.
And it was 109.99. They played 5 days later in Cleveland. Nets were 5.5, and it was 208.5. They won 117-112. Then they played a couple of months later in Cleveland, January 17th. Cavs were -4 in that game. Total was 222. They won 114-107. But you can see how some of these numbers, yep, players were missing throughout the whole year. That kind of, so, but they've changed drastically, but that's what happens throughout a whole year.
Number one, free roll for the Cavs. I mean, the Nets, you're supposed to, you're not supposed to be in the play-in round, and you're supposed to be a factor here in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And the Cavs had a 22-game improvement. No one had them as a playoff team. Bickerstaff did a great job. It's unfortunate with the injuries, and it doesn't look like Allen's going to go. I thought he would play. They're 3-8 without him, and Drummond beat him up in that last game too. So no answer down low for him. So that's enormous that they're not going to have Allen, or if he plays tonight, he's compromised. But as we've been saying for 2 weeks straight here, how do you lay points with this team at home? It's been a horror show for the Nets at home.
Right. They
ATS,
are.
Yep.
Because of the Allen injury, if he can't go tonight, not looking good, that means that defensively that all lands on Mobley's shoulders then as a rookie who, I mean, the guy was actually in like the defensive player of the year or not, or like first couple of teams all defensive as a rookie. That doesn't happen very often. So, but it kind of changes what he has to do defensively, and that opens it up for the Nets.
Yeah, and I'm throwing out the previous meetings, too. I mean, they just played, I know, but the other one. Like Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Minnesota and the Clippers. Three of the Clippers' wins were November. They all were in November.
Right.
So then it's like, when you look at that, who was playing? Was it a back-to-back? All that kind of business. Who was on an extended road trip? All of that as well. But this is a great story here, and Allen's not going to play, but in any event, see if they can hang. Garland's given them fits,
yep.
And Garland was fantastic. That was a weird game the last time they played. They had a huge third quarter, and then the Nets came back to beat them, and in an impressive fourth quarter as well. But the props are great. A menu here with all the props. Durant has been sensational in his career in the playoffs. Does he go off? What do you get out of Kyrie? But I'll tell you what, a shot in the arm for the Nets could be a healthy Curry, or at least close to 100%, and also Brown has played well and mm-hmm. shot the ball well.
Sure.
Is that, you worry about the supporting cast now.
Yeah, Durant, in three games this year against Cleveland, averaged 28.7 points per game. He shot 51% from the floor and 54% from downtown. His player prop last night opened up at 31.5 for the points. Of course, there's going to be juice added. Oh. You're going to pay a premium if you want to go over on guys like Kevin Durant throughout the playoffs. That's just what books are going to do. And you mentioned Garland. In four games this year against the Nets, he averaged 25.3 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds, but his number is 37.5 tonight based on his season average, right? For the points, rebounds, and assists prop
tonight.
Too low.
Yeah,
think
too
so?
Low. Yes, largest lead, 19.5. Combined made threes, 21.5. You got Kyrie points and assists is 35 points. 20. Kyrie's going to hit 4 threes? He's 3.5. What do you think of that prop? I go under there.
I would probably look at under as well. And he played them two games this year. He averaged 22.5 points. Again, do you want to take any stock into what he did in the regular season or throw those completely out?
Yeah, I'd throw those out. Durant to have a triple-double 7-1 at BetRivers.
That's too low. I could not bet that number.
No, okay.
I would need a little bit more on that on Durant, yes.
Yep.
Aldridge averaged 19.3 points per game in three games against the Cavaliers this year. So he did well. Drummond, like you said, 15 the last time out. Actually, what do you expect from Patty Mills?
Nothing.
Okay, because he played well against the Cavaliers.
He was, again, we talked about it. He hit the wall. Career high in minutes in January, February, December. Yeah, January, February, career high in minutes. So they ran him into the ground. I don't think he has much left.
So overall, would you look at the Cavaliers plus the 8.5?
Yeah.
More than anything else tonight?
I can't trust. You don't play any defense. The defense is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
You're laying points with this team and you can't get stops? Absolutely.
Yep. And in the other game tonight, Clippers at the T-Wolves. This is a very entertaining game on paper. And again, the four times they met, like you said, I mean, they played a long time ago. They played three times right away in early to mid-November. And the Clips got them all three times. Those totals were 212.5, 215.5, and 220.5. And the total tonight is 230.5, which is where it should be with how they play. I'll tell you, Karl-Anthony Towns in the games that he played in the regular season did not do well against the Clippers. He averaged 15 points per game against the Clippers throughout the regular season. Not good for him. He only shot 42%.
Good matchup. Good matchup. Going back, one more thing on the other game to support my argument.
Oh, sorry.
So, no, it's my fault. The Nets are 20th in defense. The Cavs are 5th. That's why I can't lay the points with the Nets. I'm rooting for the T-Wolves tonight because it'd be a horrible matchup, on paper at least, against Memphis. Horrible. The other thing is, they're turning into the Sacramento Kings. They got one trip to the playoffs since 2004-05.
Well, was that the
Butler? Yeah.
Okay, so the Butler year, and
they lost to the Rockets.
Yeah, the 2004 year was the Kevin Garnett number one seed overall in the West year. No, they made the playoffs after that. I'm guessing.
I don't know. You might be right.
Okay, but how many deep runs have they made in the playoffs?
That too, right. That was it.
That was it, I think. When they were the one seed, hosted the Lakers to go to the NBA Finals.
That
was probably the only time that the team ever made a deep run in the playoffs.
Right, but if Minnesota wins, then they play Memphis. Minnesota can't get rebounds. They are 28th in defensive rebounding percentage. And Memphis is number one in offensive rebounding rate.
Oh,
that would be a bloodbath.
And by the way, what would you make the total? I know it's a playoff series.
It'd be big, too. Yeah.
Things change, but what would you make the total between Minnesota and Memphis?
240s. High 230s.
It would have to be.
Right. Another thing. Minnesota has problems guarding without fouling. I mean, they foul way too much. They're 29th in the league in opponents' free throw rate. So they foul, and the opponent keeps going to the free throw line. And the other thing, too, I mean, you see the big total here. This is the most efficient team on offense since January 1st. The T-Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of firepower. They can score. Clippers are a good story, too. I mean, with all these injuries, and Lou did a great job. So did Finch. Two good coaches here. But you didn't have PG for much of the season. You get him back. He's played well. You had the acquisition of Powell. Kennard is questionable. A couple guys got dinged up down the stretch for the Clippers as well. Zubac down low. Maybe could do something. But the T-Wolves should win this game.
Yeah,
they should win.
Paul George played in three of the games in the regular season against Minnesota. For the Wolves, by the way, D'Angelo Russell only played in one. Only one of the four games. And Anthony Edwards led them in scoring with 23.5 points. His prop tonight, obviously, is pretty high. Points, rebounds, and assists for Anthony Edwards opened up last night at 31.5, I believe. Katz is 42.5. I just told you, he averaged 15 points a game against them in the regular season. His player prop opened up 27.5 last night.
It's a big game for him. Big for, you know, about where you rank in terms of elite players in the NBA, because he did not play well in that playoff series against Houston. So he has to come out and get this done. You're at home. You're supposed to win this game.
At some point, guys that are as good as Cat, they need to actually win games like this.
Yep.
I mean, top of my head, Karl-Anthony Towns has been in the league for 7 years. Like, you need to, and they've done a decent job of, you know, acquiring talent with him. You need to actually, like, make the playoffs. You have to at some point.
Yep.
And the total made threes tonight in this game is 26.
Yes, largest lead over under 15.5. And Towns is minus $3 to have a double-double. I think that's going to happen.
I don't know.
Paul George is plus 230. That's the other thing, though, about, you know, one of the most ridiculous nicknames, Playoff P. Guy's been horrible going back. So what do you get out of Paul George tonight? Who's had some horrible moments here lately.
How about Reggie Jackson? He averaged almost 19 a game against the T-Wolves. Never really had an answer for him, and his player prop was 17
right.
and a half.
Right. But this goes back to what we talked about a little bit yesterday, too, where you see these big totals and a little bit of an adjustment, because now you think, okay, it's playoff basketball. You slow it down now. Well, Minnesota was number one in pace,
right,
and I ran down all those numbers with the Wolves. Now, the Clippers won't be able to beat them up on the glass because L.A.'s 26 in offensive rebounding rate. So they won't hurt the T-Wolves there where they have issues grabbing the boards. But you'll just see crazy pace tonight and a ton of threes,
yeah.
I think, in a high-scoring game. But that, remember, we saw so many unders to start the playoffs last year.
Yeah, based on what you said, I would kind of like to see Memphis-Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs. Kind of look at the Clippers tonight, though, in this game. Although the number now has where it's at with three, maybe go in play. T-Wolves get off to a hot start at home and come back with the Clippers at that point. The better number in play.
The loser's not, it's not a disaster if you get beat, because you'll be a good size favorite whoever comes out of the
game
tomorrow.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And another thing that we learned yesterday, because a lot of people who have votes for the awards, there's going to be some big tickets getting cashed the way it appears. I would just say this. Mm-hmm. I don't think Ja Morant winning the Most Improved Player of the Year award is a foregone conclusion at all. And I disagreed with that market the entire year, and it looked like some of the voters did as well. It's not a shoe in that. He was like minus 2,500 the last time I saw. That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I think that was way off.
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll run down last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. And this audio is incredible. How delusional is this player? Coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, another big in-play cashed. Phillies 25-1. They were down 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth and put up a 5 spot and rallied to beat the Mets.
Their offense was dead in that game.
Yep.
Until late.
Uh-huh. Mets get 3 in the first, and they shut down as well. A's plus 175 all over the Rays. 2-2 now for the A's on the season.
Not good for my win total bet.
Orioles plus 130. What's going on with the Brewers? They can't hit.
Oh, boy. Can we go back to like last week and erase every single prediction I had on the Brewers?
Man.
The starting pitching has been abysmal, and the lineup can't give them anything offensively.
Nope.
It's a bad combination, Paulie.
It's been a weird start to the baseball season. No one. It's Tuesday and nobody. Everyone has a win and no one's perfect. Yeah. Well, everyone has a loss and everyone has a win.
And Dylan Bundy last night.
That's right.
Is untouchable for the Twins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. How about the zookeeper here? How about this gig where the guy's washing the baby pandas again? They're going through life like they got a 6-pack in them. You got to love him. But he comes out here, and he's coming, giving the guy a bath, and it's like, okay, dude, and my turn now, and washing the guy's face, and he comes, the other guy's jumping up on him. About,
come on, my turn. It's literally a bear hug.
Yes. Grab. What's the other guy doing? Dude? And he's just like, leave me alone.
He's good.
He's just smelling something. He's moving. That is excellent. How about that? This guy's story, come on. Mark Wahlberg. Listed as Beverly Park home for $87 million. The 6-acre home has 12 bedrooms, 20 bathrooms, and over 30,000 square feet. It's got a 5-hole golf course, tennis court, grotto pool, skate park, and more. A theater, a shoe shine room, a 2-story library. Oh, my God.
Like, where is this in LA?
That's right. Where is that? Well, you look at the size of that sucker. This story, I don't know. I don't think he's a great actor.
Well, what's he worth, by the way?
I know. Where do you,
to afford an $87 million house?
Is look
he,
at the
is,
pool.
Is he worth five? I know he's done other things, but is he worth $500 million?
What movie has he carried off the top of my head?
Well, he's been in 1,000 movies.
I know.
So
do you ever say
it all adds up?
Do you ever say he was great in The Fighter? But do you ever say I have to go see that? It's Mark Wahlberg? I can't. Got in a ski mask with the check clears.
I thought he was good in The Departed.
Yes, but he didn't. He was a supporting cast.
Yeah, he wasn't the main guy.
He's playing a masshole. I mean, he's perfect in that.
I thought
from the area too.
I think some of the comedies he's done with Will Ferrell are pretty decent. You ever see The Other Guys?
No.
Not bad. Pretty funny,
Ted,
actually.
Not bad. And Ted?
Ted's not bad, yeah.
But he's also playing the same character in a lot of
movies. No, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Good in Sniper. That was good.
Okay.
But
yeah.
that's like, oh my God.
$87 million, though,
well,
we're talking
like
about.
Marky Mark. If you bring it up, they get pissed off. You're not allowed to.
You can't even say
Marky
it.
Mark and a Funky Bunch.
Right.
Guy's like a singer, and then, you know, the brother was he New Kids or whatever it was?
I've been to L.A. 1,000. Oh, where is this?
Look at that.
Where would that be?
I don't know. What a palatial estate. That's incredible. What would you tip here? A friend of ours sent this in. He had a monster night at work. Record handle and payouts. $40,000 royal. That was just the start of it. You're a regular. You know the bartender. What would you leave?
I've never been in this position before.
You got to give me an answer.
I don't have to.
You're not going to answer the question?
I don't know, Paul. I've never hit $40,000 on a royal flush before in my entire life.
All right.
So I don't know what the protocols would be. If I go there on the regular, I'm dropping them a couple thousand at least.
And good game.
Right, because he works at a spot where locals are going to hang out.
No, it's a good discussion, too, about there's a cutoff point. You don't just get 10% for
no,
the sake
I
of getting
would
10%.
Say, yeah, you're not getting 4,000 automatically.
Yeah,
right. But this guy's a great bartender.
Yeah.
He also went on to tell me that this night on Swing Shift, they paid out $180,000, a place is called Copper Keg, paid out $180,000 in jackpots in one night on the Swing Shift.
Just on his shift.
He said, by far and away, the best night he's ever had.
Oh, my God. What the hell's going on over there? Crazy. Look at that. $40,000. The Royal. Bad beats. Mets plus 125 and under 9. You get the push. 4-0 in the bottom of the 8th. 5-4 final. Rockies Rangers under 10. 3-2 in the 8th. 6-4 in 10 innings.
Yeah, Bard blew it, so they had to go to extras.
Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Log in. Get a 20% live profit boost on the NBA every Tuesday. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
Okay, so it was also like exit interview day for teams in the NBA. Included in that group, the Los Angeles Lakers, of course, not involved in the play-in. I heard a good question. I think it was yesterday with Humans and Von Tobel later on the edge here on VSiN. I think it was Humans who threw out, what do you think the price was for the Lakers to miss the play-in? Screw missed the playoffs.
Oh, God.
To even miss the play-in.
Yeah.
Because they posted that throughout the season. I don't know if there was a yes. No, I think it might have been only a yes, and it was like a lock, according to the price. They were like minus 3,000, I think, to make the play-in. They missed it. But David Thorpe was awesome yesterday. And again, David Thorpe grew up a Lakers fan from the late 70s, early 90s. And I asked him his level of confidence on this team to get it right. And he just said, I have no confidence whatsoever. And then...
Huge offseason. Huge.
Yep.
How you assemble the roster... Who the coach is going to be. They had a good coach. Vogel's a good coach.
He's a good coach.
They just won the title with him a couple years ago.
Sure.
But he's also a good defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have the defense on at least the roster. You ignore defense and that side of the ball. It was all old guys and thinking offense.
Right.
And I just don't understand. You know, and LeBron's got partly the blame too. You have to. After what Magic said, that DeRozan wanted to come to L.A., and you could have kept, I don't know how many of you, but you could have kept the other guys in supporting cast.
Huh?
But the Westbrook trade, well, why? Horrible fit. Everyone knew it.
It was totally unnecessary. So this was Russell Westbrook yesterday talking about the poor relationship with head coach Frank Vogel.
From the moment I got here, and you guys don't know this, but I, it was actually Frank's and his wife's anniversary. And I actually sent him a bottle of champagne and stuff to his hotel room, which he didn't know anything about because I was... Nice thing to do. Nice gesture. I'm coming to the team. Congratulations to you guys. And that's just the type of person I am. I don't do it for anything back in return, but that's just something that I felt was the right thing to do. And I'm not sure what his issue was with me, or I'm not sure why, but I can't really give you an answer why things, we never really connected. Maybe, you know, that's something that he has to answer, but I never, you know, from the get-go, was feeling like I was having to, try to prove myself to him and my capabilities and what I've been able to do for this game. And it's unfortunate.
He also said he never really had a chance.
Oh, my God. Here we go again with this, what I've done, what I've... It doesn't matter. You were horrible this year. Vogel was loyal to a fault. He should have benched you.
Yes.
I mean, that's... Oh, my God.
I honestly...
What was the big problem? I'm going to keep shooting. Okay. Remember the Towns thing? I mean, tell you, he shoots an air ball, Towns. I mean, they're mocking him.
Laughing at him.
Like, oh, some win.
Sure.
What happened?
I think as we've seen now, if he still wants to play in the NBA, he needs to go back to a really bad team so he can put up his numbers and just be happy doing that. He's not going to be like, and I hate this phrase, the big three. He's not a part of any like big group to win an NBA title. That ran its course many years ago for that opportunity to possibly happen. It's not happening anymore. Can't be a part of, and we knew this when they made the trade. This is not hindsight. We talked about this back in October. It can't be Russ and LeBron and Davis trying to, you know, cobble it together here in 2023 to win a title. It's not happening. There's too much talent in the NBA. There are too many good teams. Go back to a team like Washington and average your triple-double and be happy doing it and win 25 games.
Yeah.
Some of these series prices, by the way, and how they've moved. The Sixers now down to minus 180, Raptors plus 150. This was a quick back and forth on TNT with Shaq and Chuck, and Shaq loves the 76ers.
In my opinion, hey, that's it.
Philly's going to have a battle with Toronto in that first round.
I agree with you.
No way.
Yes. Have you seen the Raptors?
Have
you
seen?
Toronto's
getting swept. Write it down. Toronto getting swept.
Okay.
Then expand on the answer and reasons why.
A sweep?
I don't see that at all. Especially with the Thybulle thing?
With no Thybulle up
on,
in Toronto?
Jack. Come on. Yeah.
How they have moved, by the way. The Bucks here in Las Vegas as high as minus $12.
Yes.
Okay. The Bucks -2.5 games moved from even money to minus 195. Even money was like too good to be true yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And the Jazz are now minus 165, and I've never been more wrong in my life. I threw out a huge number yesterday on the Mavericks. I talked to like the leading NBA odds maker here in Las Vegas yesterday. He said with a healthy Luka, he makes it about a pick 'em.
No way, he's wrong. No way. Utah's in disarray. They can't stand each other. That has to factor in the price. Has to. But also, the Dallas isn't saying how the timetable and how severe the injury is. So that's...
Yep. NBA playoffs start this weekend. Right now, BetRivers has an incredible offer. Place a wager of $25 or more on any team to win the NBA Finals to receive a $5 free bet. For every playoff series they win, can Milwaukee repeat? Does Golden State have another title run in them? You make the call and get a $5 free bet when your team wins a series. Go to BetRivers.com to see the current odds and get your free bets, terms, and conditions apply. Latest NHL trends and today's betting numbers are up next. First place is on the line in a division with a team that was 20-1 not that long ago. Details on it coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. What are they saying Wahlberg's worth?
We're seeing up to $400 million.
Oh, my God. I can see. Well, you're right about the how many movies he's done. I'm looking, I got the resume in front of me. My God.
It's an endless list.
Fear put him on the map in terms of movies.
Right. Boogie Nights.
Great in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, of course.
Great, great movie. Great is Dirk Diggler.
I think Boogie Nights, is that 25 years old now? I can't even believe
97.
That. Oh, my God.
You're not the boss of me. Planet of the Apes, tanked. I didn't like him in Rockstar. Great. Italian Job's a good movie.
That's solid.
Norton's good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Theron, yes. He was good in No Pain, No Gain with The Rock.
The Rock, okay.
Excellent in Shooter. Great in Departed, supporting role, though. We Own the Night, not that bad. You said he said he's excellent in The Other Guys?
Well, no, the movie
is... Well, the movie's good.
The movie's good. The best part about The Other Guys is that he stars in it with Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell, and he plays such a dork in the movie. He's a numbers cruncher, but he married Ava Mendez. And the whole movie, Mark Wahlberg is like, how did you land her? I don't get it. What happened? So that part, that angle's pretty funny.
Yeah, Pain and Game. Pain and Game was the name of the movie.
All right.
But he's Lone Survivor, I guess, would be another one. I thought he was excellent in The Gambler.
You know, I've never seen that one. I watched the original. The original is very good.
He lost a lot of weight for the role.
Okay.
And I think he told his wife to punish himself because he had to lose so much weight. He would walk around and like go to, and sit outside bakeries.
That's
and
right.
Just smell.
The smell.
Yeah.
And that's it. We couldn't eat anything.
Yep. Yep.
I would watch that. I need to get on that, actually, the remake of it.
Father Stu, kind of, I pass. Hard pass.
That's going to be no thank you.
On Father
but
Stu.
We can't forget about this in terms of the money. He's a big-time producer as well, and he produced Entourage. Now, I would say this about Entourage. The first two seasons are superb. It's very good. That show quickly goes downhill, and I know I'm in the minority.
That's top five most overrated. Easy.
Like, season three, I believe it is. I couldn't watch it anymore.
It's trash.
Done. Tapped out.
It is trash.
But it's good to begin with. And after that, but, you know, when you produce stuff, that's how you're going to make a ton of your money.
Every episode, every season. Ah, it works out
for
you.
Oh, look at this,
huh?
We hit the lottery again tonight. Yeah, this is great.
Ah, you landed the big role, huh? Sure. No adversity in your life. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
very
so
good.
Tell us about this team in the NHL. It's a battle for, like, first place. They were 20-1 to win their division recently.
Well, everyone was pointing it out a couple weeks ago about the Rangers. But, hey, look at the schedule. They can do this. Yep. And they've been hot. And Shesterkin now $8 to win the Vezina. They just played, taking on Carolina about a week ago, and that was the game they threw Georgiev in there, and he stood on his head. The shots were like 44-16,
right.
And the Rangers won 2-0. But they're hot, and this is for first place now. I still would lay the 250 at Bet Rivers and other places for Carolina to win the Metro because they have the game tonight, but still an easier schedule the rest of the way. But great story here with the Rangers. And also, I know Greg Wyshynski's coming up later. He wrote about this, that you know, the Rangers might be better off playing Pittsburgh in the first round because it's such a good matchup, and Igor just shut them out. But this is a big game tonight, and they are tied with Carolina if they win tonight.
So they're 3-1 now to win their division. And they were 20-1 not that
long
ago.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. There's only one other division on the board that I'm looking at right now. That's the Pacific. Edmonton is 70-1.
70?
70, yeah.
Oh, God.
Is there any chance that they can catch Calgary?
No. Calgary has a game in hand. Edmonton, I think, only has 9 games left, and Calgary has an easy schedule, and they figure to win tonight. There are three $4 favorites or higher tonight in hockey.
I saw that the Maple Leafs last night in the overnight opened up -2.5 goals, and it wasn't even money.
The Maple Leafs are $4. The Panthers are $4. Calgary is $3.95 against the Kraken. And that'll go. That's 4:30 in some spots too.
So why don't you tease Wyshynski's appearance by telling everybody what he said? First round team that's going to go down.
They asked all the NHL insiders who team you want to play in the first round. He goes, "Here's a hot take. How about Toronto? They haven't been out of the first round since 2003." This is me talking though. But in terms about the goaltending, I'll throw that in there. But he went on to say the amount of pressure on the organization and the team. And the local media has a parade every time they have a winning streak, and they want to clean house and change the whole roster every time there's a losing streak.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
I would actually. Yeah. I want to see this team go on a deep run.
So do I.
I want to see the excitement in that city. Doesn't hurt that we're obviously on Sportsnet up in Toronto and across Canada, but I think that would be if they can make a deep run.
And Edmonton.
With the season. I'm all for Canadian teams making deep runs in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I really am. But with the season that Matthews is putting together now, I don't want it to be, as a fan of the sport, I don't want it to be wasted. Right? Go out there, win in 5 games, by the way, but that could only lead to some false optimism, I guess, at that point, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is really going to be our year. And then, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're
as high as $5 in one spot. Florida almost touching $5 right now against the Ducks.
Well, we mentioned it briefly yesterday, the Panthers again, the team total over on a 10-1 run. Playing these high-scoring games, and there's a 6.5 against the Ducks. My God, Anaheim's terrible. But Florida's won 7 in a row as well. And
the total in the game is 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay some vig to actually go over that tonight. But they're 9-3 last 12 with 7 goals or more. 6.5. I'm sorry. Total. If I said 6.5, I apologize. No. It's 6.5. For the total tonight, 9 out of the last 12, they've had at least 7 goals in their games.
Yep. And it's a big game for Vegas. They're in Vancouver. They're $1.30. They are 2 points behind Dallas. Dallas had a horrible loss to the Devils over the weekend. Dallas is up 2 on Vegas. They have a game in hand. Nashville is up 3 points on Vegas. They have a game in hand. Vegas has a game in hand on the Kings, and they trail by 2 points. That might be the team they're going to have to catch. But the Kings have a kind of an easy schedule after the rest of the way, but the Kings have lost 3 in a row. They got to get this one tonight. They're playing Chicago on the road.
Yes.
They can't win this game. It's not going to. I mean, come on.
So, on your ticket that you have with the Golden Knights to miss the playoffs, where are you at with that right now?
Not going to do anything.
You're feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah. I can't believe the price. They're like a plus 105 to make it. I don't see it. They have a tough schedule coming up, and the games in hand thing is going to kill them.
I think so, too.
The Kings would have to collapse. Which could happen.
It could happen, yes.
Yeah, if they lose tonight. I mean, I think in Vegas, but the injuries, inconsistent play, losing at home the other night, or the last week, whatever it was.
Like, still to this day, the uncertainty here locally about players who could be coming back, mm-hmm. and like the unknown dates where they might actually be available, it's nobody has any idea.
Yeah.
So when that's been the storyline of the entire year, it's tough to like, okay, hey, guys, let's get it all together now. And oh, by the way, like there's this thing of players actually missing pretty much the entire year and then coming back. Hey, now go out there and be great. And that might be difficult to do.
Yeah.
You know? It's like how many guys come back like Paul George did when he missed that much time. Go out there and give us 35 points. Okay, no problem, coach. I can do that.
It appears most of these awards and divisions are over, too. I mean, the only thing is Metro. You just ran down what Calgary is.
Oh, they're minus 20,000.
Right, the other two divisions are over. And then Shesterkin's up to $8.50 with the Vezina after the shutout against Pittsburgh and shutting down Ottawa. And then and Markstrom and Anderson have been shaky. At least giving up goals, however you want to look at it. And Matthew, I mean, come on. He scores every night now.
Yeah, he's now approaching like $4.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with those parlays that you can put together on the same game parlays with the Maple Leafs, like, will he score? And no question, these are super popular bets up in Ontario, but like, will Matthew score and will the Leafs win? Or will he score and will the game go over? I mean, it's been, what was it, the other night in their last game? He scored 2 goals before you could blink? I mean, if he, what's realistic right now with him? 60, can he get to 65 goals on the year?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We could be talking about how minus 360 right now in that neighborhood to win the Hart is going to be Ohtani territory pretty soon. You see, you can't ignore again what he's doing. The only problem is, and again, I would implore all these leagues, don't waste time with paying out on the awards. Don't drag it out until the end of June in the NBA. You have to realize that fans of your sport have been betting on this stuff now since like October. Have announced this stuff. There's no reason. Who cares? There's no drama in this. The awards are in. Count them. Announce it by this weekend. Give us like the rookie of the year in the NBA.
Silly.
Announce the Hart in the NHL by like May 1st. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to drag it out any longer. I mean, the baseball stuff, if you're making future bets.
Oh, no, middle of November?
It was last year, November 18th, I believe.
They got to change that stuff.
Come on, guys. What are we doing here?
Late June, you've already moved on.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Be like, what?
Oh, well,
Award ceremony.
But we want to be in the news there every single day. Who cares? Yeah. Get it over with. Put a wrap on it already. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The email is ftm@vsin.com, FTM for Follow the Money at vsin.com. Also on Twitter at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. We will hit today's huge Major League Baseball card coming up next. Could be getting some serious runs in this matchup today. We'll run down the pitching matchups and the numbers here early morning on VSiN coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Our digital MLB guide at VSiN.com available now. Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season. 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, advice, data, strategy, $19. Sign up today. Get full access to VSiN through the NFL draft, only $19 at VSiN.com/draft. The update, the 13-run pool. Last night, Seattle was shut out, and the A's got 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, juicy.
So I bet the Mariners at 40-1 before the season started. And so to get that shutout, even though I lost betting that game last night with several bets, I'll take the shutout because if they get to the 13-run pool first, okay, I'll take that bet for sure. But I think the story of Major League Baseball here after four, some teams have played five games. Here is the list of teams, Paulie, and I'll put it in terms of a batting average. We won't go on base or OPS for the sake of this, but here are your teams batting 215 or below.
Oh.
Nationals, Yankees, Giants, Royals, Orioles, Marlins, Tigers, Brewers, Braves, Reds, Mariners, Red Sox, Diamondbacks. That's 13 teams in baseball so far in four games batting 215 or below.
Boston's hitting like a .180. What's Arizona?
Okay, you ready for this? Arizona's hitting 129.
Aye.
After four games.
They had that to the San Diego bullpen.
That was it.
Oh my God!
The Red Sox with that lineup, they're batting 173.
It's that low.
Go look at a box score after last night's games to look at some of these individual batting averages so far. Oh man, the Mariners are hitting 177. They can't hit.
Makes sense. Why didn't we think of this? That of course with the small spring training that the hitters wouldn't be ready, and the hitters won't be ready to go, and the pitchers would have the edge.
Well, so far, so good.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe what's going on. That's a factor, right. But so many teams can't hit. I can't believe what's going on in Boston. Yankees struggling, too. A big win for the Blue Jays.
And I'll tell you, that was the stuff of a number one starter yesterday by Manoa.
You know they've won 9 of 11 in Yankee Stadium?
Oh, yeah, they were great last year against them.
Right.
So they give them a 3-spot. That's good enough to win the game. Romano picks up another save last night. Team is good. Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised. Like, I'll project to the future and tell you that if and when the Blue Jays make the playoffs, could be wrong on this. I would look at Manoa as the number one already over Berríos. But I've said that, though, since the beginning, that Brios can't be a number one guy. I'm very strong on that.
Yep, yep.
And hopefully I'm wrong, because I have the Blue Jays at 14-1 to win the World Series. I'm going to put it this way.
Yep.
For the second consecutive year, I'm going to be watching a lot of Blue Jays baseball. Checked them out last night, and Bichette was great in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So numbers tonight, though. So 3-0 last night. Today we get Kikuchi versus Cortez. Kikuchi against the Yankees last year, only 10 innings pitched. Not great with the numbers, though. 4.37 with the FIP, 4.83 with the XFIP, 4.50 with the ERA, 1.80 with the WHIP. So bad numbers across the board. This Yankees offense got to him in a very short sample size a year ago. Cortez was actually pretty good against the Blue Jays, for what it's worth. And the Yankees are short favorites in that game today.
It's a kind of a strange card where a lot of no-name pitchers are going, or pitchers with...
Not exactly number ones, right, today is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back-end rotation, guys, yes.
Well, I will give you one game where we do have frontline starters going, and it's the Guardians against the Reds. This is Bieber's second start, Molly's second start for the Reds. This is in Cincinnati. Bieber in three games since the Reds. This goes back to 2019. 23.2 innings pitched, 3.45 FIP, 2.59 with the XFIP, mid-2s with the ERA, 0.8 WHIP, and 11 Ks per 9. Molly was great in his first start. He has, you know, high strikeout capabilities. Guardians offense, last couple of games now have been coming around. Double figures in runs in the last two games. But with Bieber on the mound and Molly going, first five under 4.5 worth of play here?
I'll sign up for that.
I would take a peek at that.
Yes. Take a look at the Padres, too. Darvish goes against Cobb. Nice win last night. The starters have been fantastic. You know, the bullpen blew it in that Arizona game to start. Mm-hmm. 4 runs, 0-2, 5-2. Starters have been awesome for San Diego. And he opens up a small road favorite against Cobb.
That did flip, I believe, where Cobb turned into the favorite.
Did he? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
$1.15 the other way.
No, he's a small, yep. Dog, okay, in the game. I will give you this. Last year for Darvish against the Giants in four games, 21.2 innings pitched, 6.22 FIP, 5.82 ERA, and that was with a 209 BABIP. So he got very lucky with the balls in play. 12 Ks per 9, he struck out a lot of guys, but the Giants rocked him a year ago. But he also had that no-no going against the Diamondbacks in his first game.
Right, it was just ugly all the way around for the final 2 months of the season for the Padres, especially Darvish as well. I took the Astros. $1.45 against Mad Bum on the road. Come on, they can't hit. What's Mad Bum going to do? And right? Come on, you got to take the Astros, don't you?
Actually, I didn't. Who's going today for Houston?
Garcia.
Garcia's going in that game. And lay $1.40 in the game?
$1.40, $1.50, yes.
I will say best of luck. I'm not going to bet it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What do you make of the Dodgers today in Minnesota? Haney's going.
Yeah.
But they're a small favorite in the $1.25, $1.30 range against the Twins.
What do you want to do with Archer?
Not a lot.
I know.
I want to fade him, but I also wanted to fade Bundy yesterday, and I did, and I got a shovel upside the head.
I know. I could see runs. I could see go over that one. Slow start for the Dodgers so far, like a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would look over that game.
Okay. And then Wheeler is going today for the Phillies against McGill for the Mets. Wheeler actually pitched in five games against the Mets a year ago. 34.1 innings pitched. He was dominant. 1.89 with the FIP, 2.10 with the ERA, sub-1 WHIP. That was with a 300 BABIP and 9.7 Ks per 9. Nearly pulled up to Cy Young, so it makes sense that his numbers were really good. But he's laying $1.59 right now against the Mets. Can you trust the Phillies offense right now? Because again, they were doing nothing in the game last night until the latter innings and came back to get the win, come from behind style against New York.
Yeah.
And then bad news for Walker, by the way, he had to leave the game after two innings. He was, the knee is really not doing well for him.
Yeah. But that's been the story of the season. So many teams are struggling offensively and, some disappointments out of the gate. The Braves are another one, too. They're going against Corbin.
I would agree.
They don't have a listed pitcher. They owned the Nats last year, but they're off to a slow start. All these games have been at home. You open up with the Reds and the Nats. You think you can have a get off to a hot start. It's been the opposite.
Well, I thought the same thing with the Brewers.
Sure. With the schedule. Good point.
Getting the Cubs out of the gates,
right.
followed by the Orioles. And the Brewers have been the most disappointing team in baseball so far.
And the other thing, it didn't work out last night, but the Rays, 75-38 at home since 2020, and a staff ERA at 2.91. They're $1.80 at home against the A's.
Mm. You see, Wander Franco has three-hit games already on the year. Three-hit games.
Who's the rookie you tweeted about?
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah?
So he doesn't have one swing and miss so far this year. He's been on base like 16 times. I'll get that number here in a second. He opened up some books at 50-1 or higher. He's down to 6-1 at some books. He's absolutely breaking right now. He had a 5-hit game already on the season. And so betting on him to win the rookie of the year is long gone at this point. Let me get this number here. Yeah, reached base 14 times in his first four major league games. Most times on base in his first four career games. Mm-hmm. Since 1901. But I will say this about, I don't bet the rookies of the year anymore because I don't follow it. And I think that correlates with me giving up collecting baseball cards a long time ago. So I used to follow that when I was much younger. Well, I mean, who didn't growing up, right? With, in our age group. I mean, baseball cards were so big. So, I want to get this rookie card. And I know this guy's going to have a great year. So I followed it until I was like 15, 16. But for many years now, I don't do baseball cards anymore. So I don't really follow the rookie of the year markets. I don't have a I have one bet. It was Pearson because I know that he was supposed to be good last year. And he still qualifies this year and he's 50-1 to win the rookie of the year.
Is Straw stealing bases?
Yeah, he had another one yesterday.
Hey, okay.
So he's got a couple on the season.
Right.
But I can't believe that with this Kwan kid.
Hot start.
Yeah. Funny with that offense, though. Couldn't do anything
the first
two games.
No, they've erupted.
And then 17, followed by 10.
Uh-huh. Strange start to the season.
Yep.
No doubt about it, all the way around.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 20% live profit boost on the NBA every single Tuesday. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Betting on tonight's NBA play-in games with side totals and player props up next. He's probably all NBA this year, and yet he's only averaged this many points against tonight's opponent. He has struggled. We will run it down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.